This is an RNIB talking book.
Rosie of the River by Catherine Cookson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
12321. Rosie of the River. There now follows a short synopsis of the book. This book is one of Catherine Cookson's 9 posthumous novels. A series of disasters threaten to ruin Sally and Fred Carpenter's holiday on the Norfolk Broads until they meet up with a boating fraternity and a young girl named Rosie. The husband and wife decide to help Rosie to a better life.
By kind permission of the trustees of the Catherine Cookson Charitable Trust. This book is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. The recording of this book was made possible by generous donations from the staff and customers of Marks & Spencer, Harrogate Road, Moortown, Leeds. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. This book contains 10 chapters, and it's read by Jacqueline King.
Rosie of the River, Part 1, Early Days. Chapter 1. It was on the 28th of August, 1950, at 11:30 p.m., that Fred Carpenter said to his wife Sally, "Darling, it's a complete rest you need. You can't go on burning the candle at both ends." "It's too late for a holiday," she said. "We haven't booked one."
"Well," he stretched his neck.